all surrounding basically one, the number one goal of every Christian is to become like Christ. See, because if we become like Christ, now we serve other people. We're not thinking about, oh, how does my soul get saved? Your soul is God's concern. We aren't worried about our souls, but my point is that we need to get the focus off of ourselves. And I like verse 4. Knowing, brethren, beloved, your election of God. Election is a word, it means selection. And it has to do with one of the important doctrines of the New Testament and the Old. But in the Old, it's not as plainly stated. Predestination. Predestination, unlike other doctrines which do not have a basis in Scripture, meaning, like, let's say, I'll pick on something like transubstantiation, which is the doctrine that in the ritual of the Catholic communion, that the bread and wine actually literally become the blood, body and blood of Christ. Not in a symbolic way or in a spiritual way, but in a very literal sense. Okay. Now, you can't look up the word transubstantiation in the Scripture. But you can look up the word predestination. They're predestinated, elect, election, chosen. All these words will lead you to places in the Scripture where the apostles will teach you what predestination means. I can immediately recommend Romans chapter 9 and also the first chapter of Ephesians, which we will be covering after we are done with Thessalonians. So, moving on. Verse 5. For our gospel came not unto you in word only, but also in power and in the Holy Ghost, and in much assurance, as ye know what manner of men we were among you for your sake. And ye became followers of us, and of the Lord, having received the word in much affliction with joy of the Holy Ghost, so that ye were ensamples to all that believe in Macedonia and Achaia. For from you sounded out the word of the Lord, not only in Macedonia and Achaia, but also in every place. Your faith to Godward is spread abroad, so that we need not to speak anything. For they themselves show of us what manner of entering in we had unto you, and how ye turned to God from idols to serve the living and true God, and to wait for his Son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, even Jesus, which delivered us from the wrath to come. So, I'm sorry, we're not to say so too many times. About this. Proceeding. Verse 5. Our gospel came not to you in word only. That is something that is sorely lacking these days. And it lacks me too, because all I have for you are words. No power. Or maybe there is power. Maybe when the power will be felt by the hearers of this word. I won't know unless you write to me at reborn@oraclesofgod.org. In any case, I guess I lament that those who preach the true gospel really aren't differentiated much from those who preach a false gospel. And if we truly have the gospel, if we are truly teachers of the gospel, if God wants people to know that, he's going to have to testify of that in power. So you testify. If this word comes to you in power and in the Holy Ghost, and in much assurance, amen. My heart rejoices. When I think of power, I think of miracles. You know, A man can say, well, he's a powerful speaker. He sure knows how to talk. That's still word only. And the Holy Ghost operates in words. So, you know, but to me, that means that the Holy Ghost is poured out on you who hear my words. You know, the power coming, whether by healings or by miracles or things like that, that is wonderful. But then the Holy Ghost, I mean, when I speak to those who don't have the Holy Ghost, I want to see them get the Holy Ghost. Much assurance. That means confidence. Comes from the idea of carrying out something fully in evidence. Meaning that they had received the faith very strongly. And you know what kind of people were we when we came among you? And he's saying, you became followers of us and of the Lord. And see, the thing is, people say, well, don't follow any man. No, follow the men who are like Christ. Okay? As they follow Christ, you follow them. If you are a new believer or someone who is weak in the faith, you need to follow stronger people. Sometimes Christ is too lofty a goal. I mean, we can't even understand what it would mean to be like Christ. But maybe we can understand what it means to be like brother so-and-so. In that respect, in the Gospels, I mean, in the New Testament, I see plenty of times when Paul refers to, you know, you became followers of us. And he said, or follow me as I follow Christ. And in as much as I have followed Christ, that example can be said also of me. In that I have followed Christ, follow me. But it can't be do as I say, not as I do. We have to be doers of the word. Or the people who we make disciples will be, you know, twofold more the child of hell than ourselves. We can't be the children of hell. We must be the children of light. Having received the word in much affliction, with joy of the Holy Ghost. You know, we receive the word in this country in the most soft circumstances. Though every person's life has those times when you enter into difficulties, things that truly are hard.